Matt Greenwood back on KJEV Sports Talk, powered by McDonald's. And, well, we've got a guest on this show that was actually just on it just a couple of days ago talking about his 100th career win in wrestling. And that's Hillsboro's Joe Becker. But he's back in the news again because he has verbally committed to continue his football playing days at Lindenwood University. So, Joe, it's been quite the last several days for you. I know the 100th win was last week, and now this week you're going to start playing football at Lindenwood. So kind of take us through the last several days and kind of what it's been like to be Joe Becker.
Yeah, there's been a lot going on. The 100 wins was great, and having everybody there to see it was great. And then a couple weeks ago, going on a visit to Lindenwood and just meeting everybody and seeing all that. And then just the other night, calling and saying that I'd like to continue my academic and athletic career there. And it's just been great. Amazing.
Now, did they reach out to you and say, hey, have you made a decision? Or did you call them up and say, hey, I'd like to accept?
At the end of the visit, they said, we'll give you some time. We understand you got to think about some things and possibly go on other visits or whatnot. But they said, whenever you're ready, just let us know. So they let me. I reached out to them.
All right, very cool. Who did you reach out to, and what was that conversation like?
I reached out to my recruiting coach, Coach Inama, and I texted him and asked him if he had some time to talk, and he called me back right away, and we kind of had some small talk, and then we got down to it, and I told him, and he was very excited.
What were some things that he said on the other end of that call? Was he? You said he was pretty excited. What was sort of what was the sense of the excitement that you got from him?
He just said that he was very happy for me and my family, and very excited, and just glad that I chose there, and that's going to be a great decision, and all that.
All right, very cool. Hey, and it's in St. Charles, if I'm not mistaken, this Lindenwood that you're going to. I know they've got several locations with several different athletics, but you're going to the one in St. Charles, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, very cool. Did that factor into your decision a lot, the fact that it was so close to Hillsboro?
Yeah, I think it'd be nice because, it's far enough to where I can stay there, but it's close enough to where if I want to come home on a weekend every now and then, or I can make it for all the holidays and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's very nice to be able to do that. I'm sure your family was pretty excited with the decision. Can you kind of give us their side of things and sort of how they helped with your decision making?
Yeah, they said that location's pretty good, and they love the campus. It's just they thought it was super nice, and they liked the way it was all set up, and they just liked it there, and told me that whatever decision I make, they'll support me, but they said it was completely up to me.
Well, that's good. This is a time in your parents' life where they're not going to want to let go. Maybe your dad's a little bit more willing to, but your mom less so. But what have they been like throughout this process for you? What have they meant to you and throughout this whole college recruitment process and being able to decide eventually on Lindenwood?
They've been nothing but supportive. And, if I've had a question or, a situation, I could always go to them, and they could always kind of sit down with me and kind of go through it and decide what I can do and what I should do, and just they help me out so much.
All right, very cool. And but before we go back into the football thing real fast, I want to get your thoughts on what you might be majoring in at Linden. What are they offering what you want?
I think I'm going to go into business administration and probably narrow it down to something like marketing.
Okay. Yep. Certainly. Certainly a necessary job for a lot of businesses. They definitely need some marketing help. All right. Well, very cool. Hey, you talked about going on some visits and whatnot. Can you kind of give us the runaround of the places you went to and sort of why Lindenwood stood out to you more than the others?
Well, all the places I went to were great, but there was just, sometimes you just get that feeling where, it feels like you've already been there, and you feel like you could stay there, and that's pretty much just what I got from there.
All right, so Lindenwood's going to be having Joe Becker on the team next year. Have you talked about what you're going to be doing as a freshman? Are you redshirting? Are you jumping right into, competing for a starting job? What's the word there, if you know?
We haven't really talked about that, so I'm not completely sure.
Okay, well, in due time, of course. And I know signing day isn't until next Wednesday, so actually a week from today. Have you thought about that moment when you're finally going to put pen to paper and put your name on that dotted line and make it official? Have you given that some thought and what might be going through your mind there?
Yeah, a little bit. I just realized that, like, once I do that, I got to be all in for the next 4 to 5 years. So I'm ready and I can't wait.
Very cool. And just to give folks an idea, Joe, when you visited Lindenwood, did you get a chance to meet some of the returning players on the football team? And if so, do you know any of them?
I got to meet some, but I didn't know any of them beforehand. But they all just were super cool and answer all our questions that we could have for students and players, and they were really cool guys.
All right. Well, I'm glad to hear it. Hey, Joe, congratulations on your verbal commitment to Lindenwood. We're excited for you to be able to put your name on the dotted line next week, and we certainly wish you the best of luck moving forward in your football career at Lindenwood.
Thank you.
All right. That is Joe Becker joining us here on KJS Sports Talk, future Lindenwood Lion.